Good evening, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules and the Blood Injury Time. Joined by Boz and Matt this week. How you doing, gents?
Back in HQ, yeah.
Back in HQ.
Very well, thank you.
Before we start getting all silly and stupid, obviously, day after we recorded the pod last week, last Friday, Saturday evening, sad news started breaking about Justin Edinburgh passing away. Matt, you've done an excellent video.
Thank you.
Covering it, as well as the poem as well. I thought it was very touching and very well written. You also went to the club during the week to sign the book of condolences.
Yeah, it popped over there after work, and it'd only been there a day or so, so there wasn't loads in the way of tributes. But I think the one thing that struck me was, and people might have noticed the picture I uploaded, was the name above me that signed in the book of condolences was a certain England fullback, and that was Ryan Bertrand, was there at the same time. To me, and obviously Justin, we remember as a manager at Jules, and I think it was only now when he's gone and people have sort of paid their own tributes and obituaries or whatever and look back at his career, and you realise what a good footballer he was as well. I mean, to have played nearly 300 games for Tottenham Hotspur over a 10-year period says, I think, all you need to know about his ability as a footballer. But obviously you two have your own thoughts on him as well. So
yeah, Boz, what are your thoughts? Not really spoke much, we haven't seen each other too much this week. No. We had a brief chat about it, haven't we? And obviously it's sad the age he was, just 49, and in good nick as well. Good.
Strange when you don't know somebody personally, but you hear that they've passed away, and it knocks you a bit more than you expect it to, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's, I think, left all of us and plenty of other Jules fans quite shaken as well. And if we're feeling like this, God knows how the Edinburgh family and close friends are feeling, and obviously our thoughts and condolences go out to them at this tough time. But as a manager of our club, brilliant attacking football at times.
Yeah, he got us excited again, didn't he?
I think that was the overriding emotion for me, was thinking back to that season when for two-thirds of it we were absolutely spot on, was the fact that he got us believing, and he made you want to go and watch football on a Saturday or a Tuesday, and it didn't quite end as I think any of us had wished. But
any results that stand out for you in particular?
Millwall away.
First day of that season was all right. I missed it because
Sheffield United, yeah.
Absolutely battered them, and they were favourites to go up that season, and we absolutely tore them apart. And speaking to you two, unfortunately, I missed the game, but yeah.
Also, the South End game, first league game of the season.
Oh, yeah, that was magic.
Season after,
3-1. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it could have been more, couldn't it? It was a really good
Watford
game.
Watford away,
yeah. Watched that on YouTube.
You watched that yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
In terms of what it would have meant to Justin, I think, being a Gillingham manager, taking his football club to his football club as well, where he'd spent most of his playing career, must have been an incredibly proud moment, regardless of the result. And like I think you said, yeah, best wishes to, I think it's Kerry and Charlie and Sydney and all his close friends and family. And I think Josh Wright's paid a really good tribute to him so often, and he's just been announced as
been signed by Leighton Orient.
Final signing.
Yeah, it's just still doesn't seem right, and still doesn't seem real that he's not here anymore.
No, you just think that you're going to wake up and it's been an horrible dream, and that you're going to see he's doing a press conference, or he's going to be stood there next to Josh and announcing that signing. But unfortunately,
I know you tweeted about the Leighton Orient. The YouTube series, the Dream Team series.
Dream Team have got a very good six-part series.
That was really good, yeah. Talking about how much he changed there. When he walked into a club on a scrap heap, didn't he?
He did, yeah. They were on their arse, I think he said in that speech that he'd done after they won the title in the dressing room that's gone viral, is that they were heading only one way, and that was Conference South, I think, before he turned up. And
yeah.
Sad that he won't get to hit his wits, like I've said a couple of times this week, in league football again, and just rest in peace.
Yeah, I think it's been well covered, hasn't it, by
national press, which
national press
says
and
how big he was and how well regarded he was in terms of
reading some of the
community.
Players' views as well. I think Max Amar put a bit out. I think Mark Burn did as well.
I think plenty have. I mean, the Leighton Orient players, I've seen plenty of them.
Yeah,
even a few of our ex players as well. I've seen
David Ginnell, I spoke on Radio
5. Yeah,
there's
a few bigger names, aren't there?
Yeah.
I think that just about speaks volumes, really, of the man, doesn't it?
The man, the player, the manager, yeah, definitely.
So, again, our condolences go out to the family.
Yeah.
And
sleep well.
Yeah, sleep well, and we wish the family well during this tough time. On to current Jules news at the moment. Made a few signings in the week, boys. What's your impressions of both of them?
Three since the last
Pod? Oh, yeah, because we signed
Lee Hodgson on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Lee Hodgson, yeah.
Stuart O'Keefe in the week.
And Matty Willock.
That's the one that excited me yesterday. I don't know if that's just because of the fact that he's got links to Man United and apparently Glasgow Rangers were after him. But yeah, that's the one that I think he could be one that will get you off your seat. And
I said to you yesterday, similar to the John Egan thing, where he was a youngster at a big club and, you know, for Rangers rumours to be believed, he could have gone there, but he wants to get out and play games. And I think, good on him. It's similar as a John Egan situation.
Yeah, it could be similar to like Regan Charles Cook last season. We took a punt on him, but he comes with probably a little bit more pedigree than Regan.
He could have gone to Rangers and sat on the bench and played 10 times next season, but...
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him in action in pre-season firstly and hopefully throughout next season.
And speaking of pre-season, friendly announced today against Southend at home.
Never, I can't remember. Have we ever played a friendly against a team in the same division?
I'm not certain.
Odd.
I thought Southend had gone down.
It's really odd. Southend didn't go down. I stayed up on the last play because they beat Sunderland. Research boy.
It's because there are about 12 teams in it.
Yeah, because I've lost track after that. It's a strange one. And it's a Friday night as well.
Yeah.
Really odd.
Friday night, 7 o'clock. Yeah, it's a bit weird playing. Well, it happens in the Premier League. Don't know with the Asia Trophy and stuff like that, but not
League One.
I'm sure Mike Tyler will be there.
Yeah.
So then it's live.
Also in the week from us, we went over and interviewed Ben Chapman on the Sunday.
We did for the channel, yeah. Really good lad. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. We had a few interesting stories to tell, especially during his time at Faversham off air that he told us.
Yeah, so we won't repeat what he told us off air, but obviously he was a bit more tactful during the interview, which is fine. But yeah, I mean, similarly to what Boz has just said and you said about Matty Willock, I think it's great that he's got his head screwed on right and he wants to go and play football matches rather than he could sit and earn another year's worth of wages at Gills and just come in and train and coast along a little bit. But no, he's said he's taken the ball by the arms and gone, fuck it, I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
And it does work, football. Doesn't it? Well, I was just in Josh Hare.
That's exactly the name that I've got next to.
Yeah, he's just come back from a bad injury.
Your content again.
Yeah. Jumping the agenda again.
Talk about Jack Bonham.
Josh Hare, when he had us, did he go to like Eastbourne or something, didn't he, originally?
I can't remember. He was at Stones for a bit, I think.
And yeah,
last one I remember was in Maidstone, and then he went Eastleigh, and fair play, now he's jumped up two divisions, and good luck to him at Bristol Rovers.
So yeah, so it's a sign of what Ben Chapman, that's kind of his view on it, really, isn't it? Go drop down the leagues for the...
Yeah, almost one step backwards and maybe then make two forward in a couple of seasons.
Mitchell Dickinson, though, we spoke about the other week, has done really well. Was it higher?
He's leaving Hive,
he's confirmed. Yeah, he's leaving,
as well,
he's going higher up in the leagues, yeah. So it's not always a bad thing to take a chance on yourself. Good on him. Good attitude to have, isn't it?
It is a good attitude, isn't it? No. Very nice guy, weren't we, Ben Chapman?
Nice lad,
yeah. Yeah, enjoyed it. Right, on to the important results of the week. We ran a few Twitter polls. First one was before the first Jewels in the Blood injury time. HQ, that's a bloody mouthful. Yeah. FIFA night.
Gitbit.
hashtag Gitbit. Of who was going to win the FIFA night.
Oh, fuck off.
Who did everyone think was going to win?
It weren't me.
For some reason, people voted for me. I've got no idea why.
Maybe because they see your size and think you're just playing games all day.
PlayStation boy.
PlayStation boy.
Unbelievable scenes, Jeff.
But
you took a good penalty.
I don't care.
I'm still holding that far more, isn't it?
I won the tournament, that's all that matters.
And I managed to drop points with Real Madrid in a computer simulated game against the Gilles, obviously. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
So obviously it was very realistic. And the other...
Graham Burke scored their goal.
The other important results we had of the week. You care to apologise now?
Generally, is that poll finished? Because I genuinely...
That poll was finished, yeah.
Stocky correct?
I've got about 70... odd percent. Yeah.
It's understandable, let's be honest.
It's not though, is it?
It is. I mean, people have seen the evidence. I've posted the evidence on there.
You didn't put it all on there, did you?
Yeah, I did. No, I posted views from both sides.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't put all the videos on.
That is Toby Lerone.
Toby Lerone.
What a sighted. Take Tom.
All right, fucking hell, calm down.
God, you don't have to tweet a lot.
Right, so the final results.
Wow, that's one-sided.
Stocky, 76%.
Boz, wrong, 24%.
24%. So now it's officially been confirmed you was in the wrong.
We were in the right, because I agree with you.
So. Yeah. What do you care to say on the matter?
I still stand by my point, you've gone ages.
So even a few weeks ago when we first spoke about it, you said we'd put it out to a vote, well, and if you I'm was in the wrong, you'd apologise.
It's been so one-sided.
Well, it's
I'll
not
apologise
a apologise
for the people who are in the wrong by voting for you.
I think he's missing a point.
Yeah. Bless him. He just don't understand, does he? Just admit...
You can't go around stealing people's sunbeds. It's out of order at the
end. He's gone ages.
You was in the wrong.
No.
But he pushes little kids off him and all.
Yeah, he
when,
does.
When he's
push him in the pool.
He's not being supervised. Locking in between us. Manchester!
That actually happened, didn't it, in Turkey? Them kids were abusing Chris, and it was like, and then they chucked your chill shirt, which you're actually wearing now, into the pool.
Yeah.
You were fuming.
I was fuming. Bloody loved this top. Yeah. Right, and we've started the week. By the way, if you're not already following, get following the Jewels and Blood Injury Time Twitter account. It's full of brilliant pictures of us, like these.
To me, we've contributed some silly ones.
There's none of me, thank Christ.
Oh, they're calm, don't worry.
There's stag do pictures and videos.
We just haven't had time to do our research yet, but we'll be getting some of them, don't you worry. And I'm sure your pleasant wife will provide some as well.
Oh, Mrs. in the Blood. How did that go down with her? Did she like that?
Mrs. in the Blood. Brilliant. So it's bad enough you said it last week. You know,
that's why I said it again.
On purpose. Absolutely.
What does she think of that? Yeah. Is she not impressed?
She thinks you're an idiot like I do.
That's alright.
Half of the course.
Everyone else.
They will come around to that opinion eventually.
26%.
Mr. 26%. Yeah.
Right, so we started the week off with a caption competition. And for anyone that hasn't seen it, it's basically Boz giving... me a piggyback into the headquarters.
You wanted to carry me over the threshold and I weren't having none of it.
Yeah, so you had to carry me.
Yeah, I thought I'd end up banging my head on the wall.
So, I might knock some fucking sense into you.
Wow.
Daddy.
Says the man who's been barking and screaming daddy for the last couple of hours.
God's sake.
Weeks,
yeah.
So, I'll start with the first one. It's probably quite apt and we get your comments throughout. The first one was from Gary Myerskoff, I don't know if I pronounced that right. Dumb and Dumber.
I like that one.
Just pretty simple, yeah. Standard.
You two definitely are pretty simple. You just set that right up. Cheers, mate. Wallop. I didn't make any suggestions, I forgot. Do apologise.
That's fine. Who do you think's dumb and who do you think's dumber?
The look. The look. We do another Twitter poll if you like. Right,
let's not go there.
26%.
Alan Sport, first you nicked the sunbed, now the bloody donkey.
That's a winner, that one.
Yeah,
been out in Cardiff this week, have you?
Mark Spencer, fat boy no. Slim.
Yeah, well, he can talk. Just ask some Millwall fans what they think of him.
Paul Hurd, I promised I'd carry you over the threshold. Frank O'Shaughnessy, get off my back about that bloody sunbed.
That's probably my favourite.
You said the first one was your favourite. Make it fucking mind.
Justin Foote said, thankfully, it's not the other way around giving piggybacks.
Yeah, I agree.
That's out of order, that is.
That's half.
It's only out of order, Justin. I don't agree, but I do.
He's calling you fat.
To be fair, Matt that? Just did, so...
Harsh but fair.
And Stuart Cruikshank, who's a... Power of mine, football friend.
Football friend. Did you trials at West Ham?
No. Simeon Jackson sends Wembley wild.
That is actually how I celebrated, in fairness. I ended up randomly riding some big geezer bareback down the steps at Wembley. When
and 9 months later, out come your last child.
Right, carrying on. Thanks for killing that.
Yeah, thanks.
Well done, tumbleweed.
Yeah.
26%.
Greg Lewis said... Boz, I'm a turtle, and this is Michelle.
Whee!
I like that one.
Oh, these are the worst ones. Yep. I mean, the best, sorry.
Mark Green just commented, very small feet, by the way. That's definitely me and not...
It's definitely not me, is
not
it?
Not you.
You do look like you're wearing Charles trainers. Is it photo angle?
I'm size 8, so I don't know.
C8.
I don't think that's too bad. It's average, isn't it?
I think you got tucked up by the way that the photo was taken, in fairness.
Yeah, fair play.
Don't know, though.
Greg Lewis, you'll like this one. To be fair, it's about time you two share the burden. Mr. TalkSport's been carrying you both all season.
Don't have to say a word, do I?
Your wife, again...
Thanks, Greg. Money's in the post.
Your wife, carrying you over the threshold like a married couple. And then Dave Gay has put first one in, gets the beers.
I think I did, didn't I? I got the ciders in on the first day.
Yeah, so you didn't get the beers in then, did you?
Was that Mrs. Jules in the blood has commented?
Yeah, that's what I've read that one.
I was just making the point that it's Mrs. Jules in the blood. Oh, right. Just Mrs. in the warped version of it.
Right, moving on. I believe you've got a little quiz for me and Boz.
We have, a little quickfire one.
So why we do this?
The other week that took about 4 days.
You should take control of the phone now so that we can answer questions.
Well done.
So we've got hold two phones. We're multitasking here today.
Oh, actually, before we move on, we've got a few Boz things from this week.
Oh, God.
And this time in headquarters.
Boz things.
I didn't think there was anything this week.
You don't think it's anything? So your eating habits absolutely baffle me. I walk down to a little small plate, a child's plate, and ask you what you've had for dinner. What was your response?
Well, the hot dogs.
Yeah, how many?
5.
Did you have them in a roll?
No.
Was there rolls in the bread bin?
Yes.
So you just ate 5 hot dogs.
I've got up after a night shift, I just weren't very hungry.
Tinned hot dogs.
Yeah, tinned
hot dogs. No, not even tinned. No, they're in a pack in the fridge. Literally, like 30 seconds in the microwave, down and dusted.
What an absolute boy.
And then yesterday...
Oh, there's more. Yeah, there's more.
A small plate, just of chicken dippers. That was it.
Just chicken dippers?
Just chicken dippers.
Did you
I ate chicken and darts as well.
Did the dippers get dipped in anything?
No.
You love it dry, don't you?
Yeah. That's why I'm single.
Leave it.
Meat and chips, no sauce. Yeah. Chicken dippers, no sauce.
Just staying with that theme, kebabs. You tried claiming to me that since we've lived here, you've had 3 takeaways.
Yeah.
How many have you actually had?
3.
That's your daily average.
That's what I mean. Yeah, my mum's.
You tried claiming that one of them don't count because you eat McDonald's breakfast in McDonald's, so it's not a takeaway technically.
Yeah.
You actually claimed that.
I'm not saying I'm not fat because I'm not weighing myself.
It's not been clinically proven on fat, so it's good.
Oh, so
that bit's true to McDonald's. Yeah, I'll go McDonald's breakfast after work in the mornings.
So, but you've only had 3 takeaways.
Yeah, I'm not taking it home, am I? So, not taking it out of the building.
So what about when you had a KFC in KFC? Does that not count either?
Because you're eating there, aren't you?
Oh my God.
The logic is unreal.
This is why hashtag Boz logic is a thing. Like,
it was a shirt once, wasn't it? Didn't Boz Chris logic. Get me a shirt?
Yeah. Boz, it just makes no sense. Like,
he could be like an Eastern European signing to go with Toby Lerone. If we could Boz Lodic. The Croatian.
Someone did reply with just sweet Boz this week. I like that.
That was Peter, bury me in exile. Yeah. I think you're going to win the quiz.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So shall we crack on with this quiz?
One last thing. He tried working out some finances the other day.
Oh, God.
So he had an amount. And let's say, for example, the amount was £500. This was the sum he'd done. X amount, so 500 divided by 2 times by 2.
Yeah.
So you're back at 500 again.
Yeah, but the amount wasn't 500. It was an odd number.
500 minus 250, add 250 then.
Yeah.
So, no, the point of it was I was trying to work out mortgage payments.
Didn't you get battered for something maths related last week and I called you Carol Vorderman?
Oh, probably. It happens a lot.
You're on fire, to be fair.
4.5? 3?
Oh, yeah, that 5? Was yeah, on the other
3.5.
week.
So, yeah, you're just a tool, basically. Moving on, let's do the quiz.
I'm a tool and you've been an animal all day.
Right, ready when you are. We've got pen and paper.
It's not questions per se, it is season by season.
Oh, God.
Top scorers of the 2000s. Oh, okay. Point for the right answer, point for the correct amount of goals.
The whole of the 2000s.
Yeah, so from 2001, so the first season in the Championship, right up to this season. Just gone.
I thought you said it was going to be quick.
It is quick. You two are intelligent Gillingham fans.
Three names, do we?
What?
No, you've got to name the top scorer in each season.
Oh.
And how many they scored.
Oh, well, that's what he's 19 are.
Yeah, so the first one will be 2000, 2001. Okay. You get me?
All
right. Yeah, I do. This definitely ain't quick, though.
No, good
it will be, because I'm going to put a time limit on it.
You, what? Oh, God, I'm struggling. Right. Are you actually putting a time limit?
Yep.
How much is the time limit?
What do you want, 5 minutes?
What, are we not going to speak for 5 minutes?
I can try and randomly fill gaps if you like, or I can just laugh at your answers. Or we'll just do it as we carry on through the pod then. If you
Do you really think we two can multitask of this?
No.
To be fair, I'm doing all right. You're looking at my answers.
You've done noughts and crosses.
Stocky's doing what he did at school, copying the person next to him.
Oh yeah, like I'd copy him at school, fucking hell.
No comment.
Surely, yeah, way back, surely.
I can't. My memory isn't great, so I can't remember a lot.
Sorry for all those that have voted for Stocky. Mr. 24%'s gonna win.
You're gonna have to do a lot of talking, by the way.
Doing well, I'm just keeping an eye on these to be as well. Bossy's writing out what he wants for his non take on.
I don't know. Have you actually put a time limit on?
No, I've not. I've let you carry on, so.
What's your next talking point?
We'll leave it for a couple of minutes, and if you just go back to it at the end.
Do you want to talk about Name in the Frame whilst we're killing some time?
Name in the Frame, yeah, I can talk about Name in the Frame. So this is going to be a new feature moving forward. Are we actually doing the Name in the Frame this week, or are we just going to put the picture up as a tribute?
We can do it this week, because it can be serious or stupid, can't it?
So it can be like a... That's fine, so it'll be like a second tribute. Just giving it away. So basically, guests that come on the pod, I think, is correct. This Stocky's idea, and I'm just blagging it now. We blag it all the fucking time, in fairness. Just checking. It's level. There is a frame on the wall in HQ, and on a weekly basis, or just every time a guest comes around?
No, on a weekly basis.
We are going to be asking for suggestions for the name to go in the frame. If we get more than a few names, we will pick one name each.
Yeah, we'll pick our favourite.
And put it to a Twitter vote, and then that name will go in the frame for the next episode, and we will talk about said individual.
Guests take precedence, though, so if we have a week with a guest coming on, then they bring their own. Yeah, like a housewarming gift, but with a random photo. Right.
How are you getting on?
I'm probably halfway.
And when are you done? Have you taken a punt on goals scored as well?
I haven't done a goal scored.
That's what I said. It's a point per the name and point per goal scored.
You don't listen, do you?
Don't listen at all.
Me, goals or goals in general?
Fucking
all competitions. You just pick some numbers, Bozzo. But yeah, so just while these two scribble down.
I'm just guessing names and then...
The name in the frame for week one, we just thought would be slightly more serious, and it will be Justin Edinburgh.
Yeah. I mean, the point of it is, we just think it would be quite random to...
Just get some weird ex-players being named.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know us, like family, and they come in and Gilan the Dumbu Nasungu's on the wall.
See, Giapua got named today on Twitter. I thought, and
then we've just got to explain it. They'd be like, who's that on the wall? And we'd be like, well, Gilan the Dumbu Nasungu, who the hell do you think it is?
I nearly got the wrong idea when Stocky sent me the WhatsApp message this morning, and I thought it said that you have to bring a picture around as the guest on the podcast, thinking it was going to be like to bring a picture of myself around. I thought, oh, Stocky, disgusting.
Right.
How you doing? Boz is doing alright. You're taking ages.
I don't know, to be fair. So you got...
Cheater!
Flynn, well done, Boz. Oh,
literally just copied that. Oh, Stuart's inquiry already.
12 goals instead of 14, though.
Mix it up. Yeah. If you're struggling with names, just put a load of numbers down. At least you might pick up points from the goals we scored.
Yes, well done.
Talk about babysitting, yeah.
You've got to keep this going. You've got to carry on the chat. Otherwise, it's just going to be silent. Or you've got to put this to an end. What do you think of... Who plays...
I don't know what you've got to. Season 12. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So that's 2012. So that's title winning season.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with that.
I'll be honest, I've got one that was later on, but I think might throw me out of the rest of it. I've got a year on.
Well, do you want to carry on and we'll come back to it in a little while? Have a little rest, it gives you a bit of thinking time.
I've got
7 left. So, have a little break and we'll come back to it towards the end and then I can count them up.
Yep, okay, right.
Oh, look, Stocky's moaned about it for the last 5 minutes. Now I want to take a bit of paper off him, he's fucking writing.
Right, what are we talking about now then? Cock-ups.
Yes, this week's subject. Lovely
this
stuff.
This week's subject. We had quite a few good ones this week.
I've got YouTube at the ready for that one that we just had a look for.
Yeah, so...
No, I haven't, because I've just pressed the wrong video.
Brilliant, well done. So Mark Green said the Orient fan invading the pitch when they...
Excuse me.
Are you all right?
Just choking to death, but carry on.
The Orient fan invading the pitch when they equalised in the injury time, only for the ref to add on additional time because of it, and Cody then scoring in the 98th minute to win it 3-2. The definition of limbs.
Oh, that's my one I speak about all the time. That's the one where Doughty got sent off, and we'd not won at home for about 2 months, and I broke the seat.
Yeah. Mm. And I think the fans started having a go at one of our own fans for not chucking the
ball.
Yeah, for not chucking the ball back.
He was just like walking along slowly, throwing the ball in his head.
Divering. Yeah. And then we had the corner, and then they broke up the other end and scored. Quite an obvious one. Les Walters says, officials giving us a corner when it should have been a goal kick last minute against Shrewsbury. And then the resulting Josh Wright corner, Simeon Jackson header.
We went mad.
More limbs.
Limbs all over the place. This is could have been quite a big cock-up.
Right, I found the video again.
Steve White, the guy last season, second tier of the Medway stand.
We spoke about that. We tried to edit that. Yeah, what an idiot.
What a clown.
Still alive. That's a bonus.
Les Walters has also put Brian Laws of Burnley scoring a 45-yard own goal by lobbing his own keeper in the early 80s. And any game refereed by the legendary Kelvin Morton was guaranteed to be a cock-up fest.
You make sure you had to read that sentence right, didn't you? You missed one word out there and that becomes an entirely different afternoon.
To be a... Yeah. Oh, God.
So was that like the 80s version of Trevor Kettle?
Right, Boz, I've stopped writing, so you've had an unfair advantage.
I've had cheating, one extra name.
It's cheating, isn't it?
Right, what do you want to add anything to what we've had so far? Yeah.
I'll chuck a recent one in. Luton away this season, just gone. Callum O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Looked at one clear and he said just dinked it into our penalty box for him.
Oh yeah, he did, didn't he? Hooked it back into the middle of 6 yard box.
I've got another one.
Go on then.
Bradley Garlston. Was it his debut?
No, it was just, I know what you're going to say, Oldham, that back pass.
Yes, towards Nelson. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Nelson tried to control it with his knees. And guess who scored against us?
Oh, was it Polion?
Dominic Polion, of course.
I've got one more.
Go on.
Adam Barrett.
Next on the Boz show.
Do you remember the Adam Barrett one where he missed from like under the bar?
2 yards out, yeah.
Surely, I suppose you said your favourite one when you two went to Crawley. McGlashan.
Was
practically in the net. Managed to get it out of the net and over the crossbar.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I've got one from going further back the season. We got promoted. We had an Australian keeper on loan called Steve Mortone and he had to make his debut because Vince Bartram got stuck in traffic. And AD Pennock, football genius, tried to clear it edge of his own box, shanked it off his shin, looped over the despairing dive of Steve Mortone from about 20 yards into the top corner, and they took the lead. Luckily, a Junior Lewis winner rescued us, and that was where the famous Big Bird celebration came about.
We got a brilliant one, Luke Naylor. It's one that we always come back to, and surprised neither of you two mentioned it, to be fair. I'll read out exactly what he's wrote. Saturday the 1st of October 2016.
Wimbledon away.
Away versus AFC Wimbledon. Oh, worst substitution ever made. Bradley Dack gets injured and is replaced by Rory Donnelly after 14 minutes.
No shirt number.
Rory didn't have his shirt with him, which took a few minutes to sort out and wore a blank. His poor backward pass set up Womble's first goal in 20 minutes.
Dominic Polion. Yeah. Dominic Polion again.
Awful game, then sent off on 89 minutes after sticking his middle finger up at their fans.
And apparently chucking mud into the home end.
Yeah. So, yeah.
From that same game, Josh Pask.
Oh, yeah, he gave away the penalty, didn't he? Yeah.
That was the game where... Didn't the ref literally walk over to him in our box defending a corner and say, don't grab the player's shirt? Literally 5 seconds later, the silly bastard fucking puts him in headlock and hip tosses him to the floor.
Any more from you two?
Pask again at home to Sheffield United the same season decided to take up fucking basketball in his own box after Dacky had put us in front. He wasn't our best loan signing.
No. We've got a few on...
Oh, wait, there's a massive one. Bonds and Gala.
Yeah, that's a cock-up of a...
Epic proportions.
Yeah.
Bonds and Gala's got to be out there.
That's still one of the most bizarre situations ever. Ever.
Signed a contract and never played for us because he wasn't allowed.
We've got a few on Twitter. Andrew White, a few of these I don't know. Bryant shooting himself went out hunting.
I remember him being out. That was late 90s, and apparently, went out on like in the woods. Effectively, Matt Bryant, centre-half, we got him from Bristol City, and apparently shot himself in the leg.
Then his replacement, Thomas, injuring his eye, running into a tree the next week.
That was Glenn Thomas, I think, Very Gilsey.
I'm glad we've got some experience on the pod, because I...
Not like us going, the last 20 years, we know that.
And this one we've researched just before we come on, didn't we? At Derby Golfer. I remember one that caused a 1-0 win for Jules at Blackburn in the Championship. I remember it was on their left, and I think the goalkeeper missed a back pass.
We've got the commentary here, if you can hear this. John Curtis, take a bow, son. if the Wi-Fi works.
If you cringe, if you're a Blackburn fan, look away now.
What has he done? John Curtis.
By their second, Gillingham went in search of a third.
Edge of his own box. Brad Friedel comes to the edge of the D. John Curtis rolls it round him into an empty net. Lovely stuff.
And Andrew White, got a few more from him. Cup tie-in, Omiyimi? I'd never heard of it.
Emmanuel Omiyimi, yeah.
So
again, late 90s. We had him on loan, 98-99 from West Ham, I think. Scored a good goal at the Manor Ground, I think. The old Oxford Ground, lobbed in a winner. And then we played him in a League Cup game, I think, if my memory serves me right. And then he went back to West Ham. They got to the semi-finals of the League Cup. They bought him on. Then the FA went to them and said, you can't have played him because he was ineligible because he'd already played in the competition for us. They was leading after the first leg, I think, which got replayed, and they got knocked out by Villa and never got to the League Cup final. Silly West Ham.
Another one Andrew mentions, home kit taken to New Den to play in their strip. Also yeah. happened against Orient as well.
Didn't we end up playing it? Yeah, that was on
a
Tuesday night,
wasn't
it, Orient?
Yeah, I think so.
MK Dons a couple of seasons ago, we forgot the kit as well.
Did it just get there in time?
Yeah, didn't we take the training kit or something like
that?
And then the kit man got sacked about 2 days afterwards and Malcolm come back.
Yeah. Good old Malcolm.
Up the Malcolm.
Millwall,
we played in their kits and we beat them, didn't we?
You were playing their green away kit. It was sponsored by some, I don't know, it was like a big circular sponsor in the middle. It weren't that, it was after live, when they used to have that live, do you remember when Millwall was sponsored by Live TV? It was like topless weather forecast and shit like that. It was proper rookie. Used to love it.
Got a few Stuart Nelson ones. Nelson cycling to Orient after Nutter on the roof delayed traffic. I don't remember that one.
I think I remember the next bit of this. Yeah. The one where we had to get a lift back with the Kent Messenger or whatever.
The team coach leaving Nelson behind. That was Colchester away.
He'd done media duties and he scored and saved a penalty in the shootout and then they left him behind. Yeah, cheers, Nils. Make your way home.
We've got a good one from Harvey McKenzie. Benefiting Cocker after no away wins for over a year, Oxford defender plays a suicide back pass straight to Cody, who rounds the keeper and slots it in. 1-0 win for the first away win in a season and a half.
We've had a couple on the channel as well.
What?
Cock-ups.
Have we?
Up the Sean.
Oh, that was one of my favourite ever moments of doing
and
this.
And Boz in January a couple of years ago, which went into one of these season so far bits, deciding that in mid-January it'd be a good idea just to wear tracksuit bottoms and a hoodie, pissed hard, blew a gale and was practically snowing by full time.
And Eddie Pennett cost up, playing Rory Donnelly when he had conjunctivitis.
I thought that was a good episode.
Playing Ollie Muldoon at right back.
Was that the episode where I headbutted the table?
Josh Parker at left back. How many have we got for Josh? How long have we got for
Heidi Pennock, one big cock up reign.
I don't think we've got
enough
time. Oh, yeah, the game we played Muldoon at left wing back. He'd never played left wing back in his life. Murray set up all four goals and he said, I thought he'd done all right against
him.
Done all right.
Cheers, Heidi.
Yeah. Right, what, are you marking the quiz now?
Well, if you've completed it.
Well, I'm not, but
I've
been too busy talking.
Three left.
Well, go on, then have another couple of bits.
Stop looking at my fucking answers.
I'm ready to crack on.
I've got more than you, so I'm happy to go.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you've got
the
right.
How many
more
bits have we got left? What's next on the agenda?
Just a weird opinion of the week, really, to finish
off.
Oh, you've
got to think of something of that then. So, yeah, you two hurry up then.
Well, I've got three left. Do you want to just do these now then? Stop me flicking my paper!
Have you done the goal amounts down as well?
No, I'm just going to write a few random amounts down. Actually, what I'll do, I'll write the same amount down because.
I'm just going to fill in his last three.
By law of averages.
You writing players down?
No.
You're fucking useless. This took me ages. This took me about 8 minutes to work all this out. And you're not even taking it seriously. Absolute piss take.
No, I've thought of one now. Hang on.
You should be getting all these.
I thought of a few.
You're a budgerigar or something. Like, can't remember what you did like pre dinner.
No, I can't. You. That's what I mean. Like last
would it help if I started doing the countdown thing, Chen? Put you under pressure.
He's not got the
He's
one.
He's cheating again! Stop cheating!
He's not got that one. Even I've got that one. I don't know if it's the right season.
You ain't got that name.
I'm pretty sure one of mine's put me wrong for the whole rest of it because I've got the wrong year.
Oh, you've tried doing it logically.
I started recently and went back.
Can't believe he's not got that one.
Yeah. What an amateur. You don't know what you're doing.
Right, are you done?
Who played for us in 2005 up front?
Lots of players.
Who played for us in 2005? Paul Shields.
Oh, he's good.
Keelan Adumbu Nasungu.
Dive.
Why? I thought you said this would be a quick fire quiz.
Well, I thought
you said ours was long.
Well, I've got ours as long.
I'm just going to guess.
In fact, yours is still lasting longer than mine because we still don't know how much Steve Evans weighs, so you can shut up. That's 4 weeks that question's not been answered for.
Yeah, well, we're asking when we're next meeting, won't we? Well,
no, we won't.
We won't. What I could do is show him the picture of me wearing the same suit as him.
And then draw him in. Buy him a beer at the end of season.
And be like, cool, I wonder how many of me can get in your suit.
Yeah.
Oh, special mention quickly to, is it Scoops Callahan on Twitter last night for that video?
That
absolutely dumb me. Typical Jules fan, that made me laugh. Fair play for.
Stop copying.
I'm not. I'm just writing that again. One of them's got to rewrite.
Have you got answers in all of his faces?
No, 2008. Who played for us in 2008?
Oh, lots of players.
Oh, I'm going to go with. Going to cross that out.
Bobby Charlton.
Toby Larund. Are you done?
Yep.
Right, someone hold that. You two carry on. I should join in. I'm going to get marking them.
Right, so you're going to read out and then we mark. Shall we just mark? We're not going to cheat,
are
we? No,
you carry on and I'll just mark them both. And then we can do a big drum roll on Boz's big belly again.
What were you carrying on with?
I thought you wanted to start opinions.
Oh,
opinions.
Yeah, weird. That's how we're going to end this week.
Weird opinions.
Other than you taking so long to mark all this. Boz, what's your weird opinion of the week?
Is it weird or is it an unpopular opinion? Because I've gone for the unpopular.
It's more of a weird statement. Like mine is Godzilla's a pussy little bitch.
Because you hate that film now.
Oh, yeah, I had to watch it the other day and he's not all that. He's meant to be a king of monsters. He just kept getting knocked down. I just thought.
Did you think you could beat him in a fight?
Well, the way he was going on, yeah.
Yeah, it's fair play.
So what's your unpopular opinion?
Breaking Bad is really, really overrated.
Ooh. I've not seen it. Matt, have you seen Breaking Bad?
No.
I've watched half the first series and it's just boring me.
Isn't it one of them where people say you've got to carry on watching it, though?
Yeah, but that's what I've done with Prison Break. It took me like 4 years to actually sit down and watch Prison Break.
That's good, though, isn't it?
It is. You just started watching it again.
Yeah. Thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, you won't do by the time you get to series three. It gets a bit rubbish, then.
Anything else? You said you had a few earlier.
I was thinking Pringles are also overrated.
Stocky's pulled out a double pointer! Yay! What's going on?
Oi!
Rest of you been fucking shit at.
Other than that.
No, I think that's it, really.
Pringles?
Yeah, I'm not really much of a fan of Pringles.
George's bar?
I just took a shot in the dark. One goal.
Oh, this is Boz's. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's not you. You haven't got any points.
Hang on. So you haven't marked mine yet?
No.
So I haven't got a double pointer?
No, oh, I am.
Sorry. But Boz has.
Hey. 3.5.
That's bollocks,
isn't it? What, we're just still on that unpopular opinions?
Yeah, what's yours, Matt? A weird opinion of the week.
Weird opinion of the week?
Yeah, like...
I'm going to do a Jules-related one. I know you said it could be anything, but I'm not as excited about the potential arrival of Kieran Agard as everyone else.
I second that.
He'd done really well at League 2 level last year, don't get me wrong. Scored 22, 23 goals for them. MK Dons, they got promoted. But it's been a long time, I think, since he's had a really good season in League 1. He's 29, nearly 30. Shoot me down, Jules fans.
I'm with you. It's not a name that I would think.
I mean, granted, we were underwhelmed about a certain Tom Eves arriving 2 summers ago, so it might work out really well, and he might play really well under Steve Evans. But
do you reckon there's a slight chance he could stay based on the signings?
No,
not at all.
No, I don't know.
I think he's already done. I think once we announce a couple, it'll be announced that he's gone.
Fair enough.
It would explain where we're getting the money to bring in the likes of Willock and Hodgson. So. Yeah, I'm with Matt. Kieran Agard, not really for me.
Have you not marked them yet?
Not all of them, no.
Oh, God. Remember when he said it was going to be quick fire?
Yeah. I was expecting 19 questions.
Oh, yeah, I was expecting like a just...
It'd be like...
Boom.
Who do we beat 3-2 on that day? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
Leighton Orient.
Scunthorpe.
Oh, yeah, Scunthorpe.
Yeah, so, you know, still waiting.
Yeah.
Boz is doing alright, he's on a bit of a roll.
Let's face it, if it's anything to do with the past, I'm not going to remember it.
I chucked George's bar in because I got mixed up with years and I remember him scoring one goal.
So why do you think he's going to be the top goal scorer?
Because I'm sure it's random. I'm not an answer. Fuck it.
So you thought he'd be the top scorer in a season with one goal?
It's just funny, isn't it?
No.
George's bar, didn't he play like twice?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a number there, but not the right player.
Oh. Going back to naming the frame.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is the one player you don't want on the wall?
We've already discussed this. I don't want Tommy Johnson. Oh, on the
Tommy
wall.
Johnson.
Matt, just for whatever reason, could not stand it.
If there's one player you don't want on the wall.
No, I think I know, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can fuck off.
Well, he wouldn't get on our wall.
He wouldn't fit in fucking frame. Fat
I thought you were going to go somewhere else, to be honest.
Yeah, so do I.
Who? My mate Emmanuel, best player in the world. What an helmet.
What about you?
What would mine be? Who do I really not like?
Lots of people.
Other than you.
Other than me. Clearly.
Do I really have a hatred about anyone? I don't know. I'm
don't think so.
Quite a normal...
Chris Ayres was one you didn't like.
No,
Your writing's dodgy, but it looks like a five, so Stocky's opened up with a double pointer.
Hey! Oh, I know my stuff.
See, we've got some random names in the pipeline, haven't we? Because we don't want it to necessarily be legends and good players. Yeah. Let's have stupid players.
Yeah, we just want it to be season. Random, like this
Stocky was
really.
Ambitious for the relegation season, went for 16 with a top goal scorer.
Yeah, I just guessed. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, just want random names, really. Be quite funny. Can have the odd legend in there, like Paul Shaw.
Wouldn't mind Paul Shaw.
Hesse's got to be in here at some point, surely.
Yeah.
It'd definitely be a name that gets uploads, I think. Cody, Ducky. Be good if we can get some of the more senior members of the following.
Mm-hmm.
Not old bastards. Be careful not to call them old bastards.
Which you've just effectively done to
the old bastards. But that'd be good to get some names from back in the day, the Hilliards and the Cascarinos and that sort.
And if they're silly names and they're players that we're probably not going to know, tell us why they're silly names.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell it.
I've never
he's got to have a double pointer!
Have I? What one?
2010.
Boom.
He's got to have a double pointer in.
Have I?
This is what is that mean?
Oh my God. Unbelievable scenes.
It's unreal. We need Chris Cavallo here at 18 tonight. What is happening?
Chris Dixon.
Chris Dixon.
Oh, I ruined it. Why not start just reading it?
God, I wouldn't have got that.
George's Bar.
George's Bar. You know, he's a top scorer because he scored one goal for us.
If it's someone that was before our time, you know, like Josh Pask is funny to us because he jokes on his people and catches the ball. So tell us why they're funny. Tell us why they should be on the wall.
Can you still think of a name for me of the worst person to have on the wall?
Probably one of the Scottish players we had. Tony Bullock.
Steve Lomas, maybe.
Oh, Steve Lomas. He got the right
Tony Bullock. Lance Cronin.
See, I didn't think he was that bad. When I said to you, it was Kelvin Jack.
Speaking of cock-ups, I still remember 1-0 up against Torquay at home. 96th minute, free kick, straight down his throat, and he spills it over the fucking line. Torquay ended up getting into the playoffs by that point, even though it was quite early in the season.
It looks like we have a result.
Right,
I'm going to read out the answers first.
Yep.
2002, 2001.
Yeah, so this can be a test for everyone, can't it?
Yeah, they could have a go if they want. But I'm
they've had enough time, haven't they? Yeah, but they've had enough time. If they thought, at the start, we get paid.
They could have joined in, yeah.
They could have joined
in.
Yeah,
we've been going nearly 45 minutes.
Yeah, so we need to
start wrapping this up. Right, 2001, Marlon King, 15. 2002, Marlon King, 20. 2003, Paul Shaw, 12. 2004, you got nowhere near. Joint top scorers with 6 were Patrick Ajumang and Danny Spiller.
Oh, actually, man.
2005, Darius Henderson, 9.
I put Henderson, didn't I?
You did somewhere else, yeah.
Oh.
2006, Darren Byfield, 14. 2007, Michael Flynn, 12. 2008, Chris Dixon, 11.
Yeah,
2009, the Simeon era, Jackson, 21. 2010, Jackson, 17. 2010-11, Cody, 25. Double pointer for Stoppie on that one.
Yeah.
You put George's bar, well done.
Yeah. Brilliant.
2012, Danny Kedwell, 12. 2013, Danny Kedwell, 17. 2014, 17 again, Cody. 2015, Cody again, 18. 2016, can't believe Boz didn't even write this down. Bradley Dack. Oh,
Bradley Dack.
That's
appalling. Dak.
2017, Josh Wright, 14.
Oh, I was one off.
2018, Tom Eaves, 19.
I got that.
2000. This season just gone. Tom Eaves, 22. Right. Oh. Can we do a drum roll, please? 4 out of 38 score 12. For tonight's winner with 15.
Yes.
Double champion there.
Double champion.
15 out of 38.
Fucking get 12. In there.
I've got loads of the top scorers.
You're thick as pig shit, you are.
You copied me. You copied me. How did you beat me?
You might have to label it as a score draw because I think you nicked about three.
No,
points.
I didn't.
But you two can wrestle and argue amongst yourselves later when I go.
We'll have another poll.
I'm not happy
with that. Another
poll. Right, I think that's pretty much it from us. Either of you two got anything else to add?
That's been good fun again tonight. Enjoyed that.
Stop being so bitter.
We need someone else to come and beat you at something. So you've won FIFA, you've won the top scorers quiz.
Yeah, so the DMs are open for the Twitter account, so if you want to slide in and come to mine and Boz's lovely home and sample the HQ atmosphere, then feel free. We welcome you with a Ribena and a smile.
Or if you've got a life and go out on a Friday night, have a listen.
Yeah. Right, Boz, you can sign off this week.
Oh, I'm not happy with that result. That's the end of it, really. Anything else?
Yeah, thanks for listening. He's really good at doing that, really.
Hang on, what are you doing? Stopping
all it? Alright, I'm not stopping it, mate. Still going.
Can hurry up, you two, you bunch of helmets.
Cheers for listening, everyone. Carry on following the Twitter account and please retweet and like. And
we're on Spotify now, did we do that last week?
We're on Spotify, so we switched providers last week from Podbean to Anchor, so hopefully we're a bit more visible now. And like I said, retweet us and keep your eye out for stuff coming from us throughout the week.
And send us some funny stuff, especially this name and a frame thing. This could get some.
Yeah, you want some good names.
We want some decent
names, I think, yeah.
And then we put it to a Twitter poll. And whoever is the winner will be on our wall for a week.
Obviously, it won't be me, will it?
What?
Because I'm not winning anything.
No.
Not because you've never played for Jules either, you stupid idiot. So why would you be?
I've played as many minutes as Bonds and Gala.
And on that note, that's it.
Up the Jules.
Up the Jules.